4. Mira poked her head out of the social butterflies meeting room with trepidation. Violet and Nicole were hovering over her shoulder.
Is she gone?
Oh yeah, she's gone.
Izzy looked down the long, empty hall. She half expected there to be a cold chill or a big gust of wind now that the witch had left the building. Her sister and friends trickled out of the classroom.
Thanks for the backup.
Violet punched Izzy's shoulder lightly.
We knew you had it covered.
Izzy made an indistinguishable noise.
Was she that upset?
Mira asked, adjusting her signature plaid headband.
She seemed so nice to you during the meeting.
Izzy glared at her.
Okay, so maybe she was a tad fake, but who cares? You can handle her. You're so much better at leading the butterflies than I was.
She knew she was laying it on a bit thick, but it was the truth. When it came to do-gooding, she could think of no one better at it than Izzy. She was more of a natural than half the lifelong Junior League members in EC. That's why she had asked Mrs. Fitz to replace her as co-chair with Izzy.
When I agreed to take over for you, I didn't realize I'd be signing on to a semester of hell with the devil herself,
Izzy complained.
Savannah is taking this Founders Day stuff a bit seriously, isn't she?
She asked the others.
It's just another ridiculous EC event.
Everyone in the group gasped.
Rule number one for planning Founders Day, don't speak badly of Founders Day.
Nicole shook her head at her.
It's sacred.
You guys think every tradition EC has is sacred.
Izzy sounded frustrated.
How many can one town have?
At least a dozen, Violet said knowingly.